Hello.
Well, hello and good night.
Well, good evening to all.
And you're on the air. No technical difficulties tonight because we are just you and I hamming it up.
Okay, so on the roll. So, what is tonight's topic of discussion?
Well, it got me thinking, you know, you was having issues with what, your boiler over the weekend?
Water furnace.
Yeah. See, I don't know these things. Like I always tell folks, when I was a single woman, I had no interest in buying a house because I know me. Something breaks down, I don't want to call a super. And if that super is me, it's going to be problems.
Absolutely.
So what made you decide to get a house? That's my first question. What was your thought process?
What made me decide to get a house? Honestly, my son wanting to raise him in that type of a home, you know, a supposed quote unquote homely type of, you know, where we have a house. I grew up in the building already. I already knew the settings and, you know, myself, I like to be private. Mm-hmm. So also another part to that, besides raising him in that type of setting, was owning property. Right. And it was affordable. So that was, you know, for me at the moment.
This whole American dream thing, like, you know, they tell you that you buy property and that's supposed to be like the sweetest thing since sliced bread. You think that there's some truth to that, or is your experience different?
As far as the way I am, that I value privacy so much where, you know, to have someone above me, you know, at their leisure, walk around and someone play music at whatever time, you know, like, I'm not okay with that kind of stuff. I'm not okay with, as soon as I enter my door, you know, there's 50 people, 50, you know, 50 deep in front, you know, just chilling. So it's some benefits to it where, you know, liberty, some, you know, to some mm-hmm. point, as far as taxes and returns, it has some benefits, but, you know, you're still shelling out more. But I wouldn't recommend it to a single person.
Okay.
I was going to say single woman. Now, I'll say a single person who does not have the knowledge of carpentry, mm-hmm. who does not have knowledge of repairing electric mm-hmm. problems, even, and landscaping. Unless you have a financial fund, like, you know, a go-to that you can rely on, or you have a partner, mm-hmm. or you have relatives and people who will do it for free because everything costs, right. You know, and to find someone, you know, immediately it's going to cost, or, you know, you have a relative like me, I thank the Lord for him, my mm-hmm. uncle, you know, I have to wait a whole week. But in the meantime, you know, I'll do what I have to, shut the water off, you know, just do things like that. Because no, I cannot afford to pay someone by the hour or the appliance equipment fee.
Right. So, okay. So, because I know, I mean, I own my place, but I own an apartment. And I thought I was getting the best of both worlds. You know, you have the apartment style living without having to, like, clear the snow or mow the lawn or do all these things yourself, but I still have people, as you know, my constant complaints about the people that live upstairs who have, like, no sense of community or just no common sense. Like, you know, who stomps around like elephants on a daily basis? It always sounds like WWE upstairs, but getting back on track.
I don't miss that. Yeah, I do not miss,
you know,
that.
To be paying a mortgage and having to deal with what you would deal with when you're renting, it feels like a slap in the face, because I feel like if I was still renting, if this was like a super landlord situation, if I call 311, mm-hmm. something could get done. But because this was looked at as more of a private, you know, it's a condo type of situation. Like, nobody wants to get involved. It's like, oh, you have to call maintenance, or you got to call management. So everybody else outside of our building, like, you can't call on people for help. You just got to, like, suck it up and deal with it. So I get what you're saying. Like, most single people, because I know I personally, when I moved in, I try to always tinker with things. But, like, I was, you know, when we had Sears, I don't even know if Sears is still open these days. But I walked right up in there, top floor at Kings Plaza Mall. And I was like, okay, I need a toolbox. And I need some screwdrivers. I need a hammer. I need some nails.
And a flashlight. That's always important.
And a flashlight with some batteries, you know, basic stuff that I thought, you know. So when my father comes over now to, like, you know, I always am like, Daddy, could you come fix whatever, whatever? And he's like, all right, you know, should I bring my tools? And I'm like, no, I got tools. And he sees, you know, he comes over and he sees my little makeshift toolbox and he just laughs. You know, I'm his only child. He just laughs at me because he's like, okay, well, give me a Phillips screwdriver. And I'm like, I don't know what that is, you know. Unlike some people, you know, like, you and I are a little bit more, I don't know what the word is, like, mechanically inclined, or just, you know, we try stuff. We don't break it completely, but we at least try. But would you say that people should, like, if you're going to own a house, is I don't know, like, what would have helped you, like, prepare you for the boiler breaking down, or God forbid you need to repair a roof, or, like, is there anything to prepare you for that? Like, a class you could have taken, or maybe go to Home Depot and take one of their free classes? Like, what do you think?
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, they have classes in Home Depot that they give, and they do have, you know, training and school and all that, but I'm not doing that.
I was gonna ask you, like, but would you want to do that?
I should, because, you know, I'm learning and I'm furthering my education, and in this way it'll be cheaper. I'm investing in myself. But no. You know, I stay away from electricity for sure. Like, no, you know, there's certain things, like, you know, when you're cooking rice, like, don't touch it until all the water is gone or something. You know, it's like, I have to wear rubber boots just in case. Like, just example with the furnace leaking, you know, I didn't even think, thank God I did have on rubber sandals, but I didn't even think, like, what if that was electrical?
Oh.
You know, and then I step on it and they, I'm, you know, there I go.
Right.
And then who say, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many dangers with, you know, if you don't know. Oh my goodness, I just not thought of that. But either way, I in the beginning, like, that's why I said, let me get a new construction house, which was only 2 years old when I bought it. So I figured, give or take 10 years, you know, for a major breakdown. In the beginning, three, I already had, like, you know, because it was built in 5 minutes by 500 people. So some of the pipes were not put on right. Some of the sockets were like, okay, why is this wire up there? It's you know, it's reversed. It was a couple of things that, you know, caused some issues. But like I said, luckily, thank God, I had my uncle who was knowledgeable of all of that stuff. And men who have tried, it's like, I'm sorry, you know, even I know, you know, how to, you drill a hole first and then you put the anchor thing in and then, you know, I don't know, just watching people and then fix the toilet. It's like, first thing you do is you turn the water off, right? And oh my goodness. So having a whole bunch of people, you know, that say, oh yeah, I could do it. I know how. I'd rather them do it on their own stuff than do it on my stuff. Because
wait, what happened with the toilet?
It's still making noise. I'm dealing with it. And I'm afraid to tell my uncle, you know, can you fix that too?
Hello. Yeah, I freaking love that story. So you gotta tell me the toilet story again.
Oh gosh. Okay. So one of my toilets are making a noise as when you flush it. Mm-hmm. So, okay, like the thing, I learned that it's probably the suction thing.
You have a tank toilet, not the power flusher ones, right?
No, a tank toilet, yes. And I guess it's the plug that, you know, it's not put on right. But anyway, and then that big balloon thing, it you know, has to, you know, be raised up above the water line so it could stop making, you know, and leaking and making that noise. Okay. So, all right. So I've been saying, you know, all my, you know, to a friend. So he says, oh, okay, I can take a look at it. You know, I can fix it. Oh, okay, you could fix it. Yeah, I put a whole kitchen together. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, so you should know what you're doing. All right, no problem. So, okay. So let's lift up the tank thing, you know, the lid. And I'm looking like, no, that's not right. I'm telling you, like, but you know, it's probably the plug. If you know that you're gonna fix it, like, I don't know, something. So he goes, he's fl before as soon as I see his touch the flush thing, I'm like, no, because all of the water starts splashing. Oh my goodness. So that's what happens. All the water starts splashing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? I thought you knew what you were doing. He's like, oh, I didn't know that was gonna happen. How you not know it's gonna happen? You know what? What's the first thing you do when you're about to open the toilet lid? What's the first thing? You turn the water off.
Oh.
So why would you flush it if the oh my okay, you know what? Just forget it. Don't touch anything. Open no. Just leave it. Just leave it. I'll deal with it. Just please. I'll keep doing what I was doing, you know, just shoving my hand all the way down to the plug and adding water, and that's it. I'll keep doing that until, you know, my uncle, my God's gift on earth, uncle. So yes, if you don't have an uncle like mine who is like a jack of all trades, or someone like that in your life too, who will help you and for free, whatever home thing, house thing, apartment thing. Oh, girls, yeah, take a class.
Well, look here. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the guys, but I wanna say, like, I hope the guys that we grew up with some really manly dudes. At least that was my impression the whole time, right? So I remember, like, when I was dating my ex, he left the lights on in my car. And I'm like, okay, so you probably have never owned a car in your life. But you left the lights, when you leave the lights on in the car, what happens to the car? Battery dies. I have to now move the car from, you know, alternate sides parking or whatever. And ain't no juice. So
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
yo, what, you know, this was before I knew he left the lights on. I'm like, yo, what did you do? The battery's dead. I don't know what you, but you know, we could call somebody. Call somebody. You the guy. You're supposed to know about this stuff. You're supposed to know about all this car stuff. This is, you know, what all these little men clubs, that's what they like. And I'm not man bashing by any means, but this is just this one particular person. I'm like, all right, so you know what you gonna do to, okay, I'm gonna call somebody. Okay, fine, call somebody. Yo, the whole weekend went by. And you know me, the whole weekend
No
went by. It
way.
was Thursday. It was Thursday. I'm supposed to move the car to the Friday side. I had to put a note in the window. Battery car dead, please do not give me a ticket. Friday came, Saturday came. Dude is laid up in my house, just chilling, you know, smoking his little spliffs and all that, and just watching basketball. And I'm like, dude, what's up with the car? Did you call whoever you was gonna call? Now I'm gonna get around to that. So I'm scratching my head and I'm pissed off because you know me, I'm like, yo. For real, like, this is why I don't let nobody touch my stuff. I'm pacing back and forth. I'm like, do you understand? I know it's a luxury to have a car in the city, but hello, when the weekend comes, I like to be out, do what I gotta do. And you are hemming me up because my car battery's dead. And it's cold outside. So lo and behold, I had to, and I'm complaining to one of my girlfriends, and she's like, all right, I'm gonna come over there. One of my girlfriends. Why she came over, took the battery out my car, put it in her car. We drove to AutoZone. They tested out the battery. He was like, all right, you know, the guy behind the counter was like, all right, you know, you need a new battery. Okay, fine. I buy a new battery. We come back to the block. She gets her tools out her trunk.
Oh my goodness gracious.
And we are both, she's showing me, okay, next time, God forbid this ever happens again, this is what you do. the lead, this lead goes on the positive, this lead goes on the negative, blah, blah, bang, 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 boom. I got new battery, put in the car, hing, hing, we got gas, we out. Now, I didn't mention this to homie. I was just like, you know what? It's my car. It's my responsibility. I'm the one that's paying for the bills and the tickets. Mm-hmm. I ain't say nothing to him. You know this fool caught an attitude? Oh, so you wasn't going to tell me that you got the car fixed?
I'm about to jump out the window.
Yo, I was like, am I being punked?
How rude!
Like, are you kidding me? Why you mad? I did what you ain't, you were supposed to do. You messed up. But my girlfriend had to come and help me out. It's like one too many times. It's like, you know, Angie's List done spoiled it for all these guys. It's like they feel like they're not needed. And I'm like, no, y'all need to get that little skill back, or at least teach us. You know, we'll teach you how to cook and then you teach us how to fix cars and stuff.
That would be a nice, you know, exchange.
Yeah. Except,
you know, a lot goes up to, goes to the upbringing, because I know in my generation, like with parents, because they were probably poor or whatever, they had to do their trade. So my dad's trade was, you know, being an auto mechanic, you know, fixing cars. But at the same time, he knew carpentry. Like, he knew how to fix this, cement that, and all that stuff. Like, again, jack of all trades. But that's because they had to. I don't know. And I guess the older the generation, or the younger, I don't know. Anyway, the more forward it goes, it lacks in that area for some reason. And, you know, even considering,
because they got Angie's List.
Other people doing it. It's not within the home anymore in some families. You know, I don't know if it's because a lack of a male, you know, presence, or lack of the knowledge of knowing or passing it down to someone. You know, like my uncle, I feel, you know, like my son's father doesn't know how to do that stuff either, but my uncle does. So I feel, you know, maybe my uncle can show my son. You know, even considering schooling, it's like I would prefer to have my son in a trade school to know how to do some type of fixing, because I don't know how to do it, you know. Right.
But basic, like home economics, we used to learn that stuff. We learned how to make dough and scramble eggs and whatever, and sew a button, you know, like basic stuff. Yeah, even freaking hygiene.
Yeah, and these are life, you know, basics that are necessities. You know, it is necessary for you to have hygiene. It is necessary for you to learn how to cook, especially educating on what types of food, also like the vegetables and fruits and how to make them more edible, you know, and not that taboo that used to be, oh, vegetables are nasty. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's, and I'm sure there are programs, and I'm sure there are, you know,
man, they got the that, internet. There's no excuse. They got the internet. YouTube teaches you everything nowadays. So it's either the desire to not want to learn it is not there. Because, I mean, like right now, if I wanted to learn how to bind a book, you know, just make a book from scratch with all this copy paper you got floating around, I could do that by watching a 5-minute video on YouTube. Same thing with how do I paint my walls? Like primer for, you know, even like the Home Depots and the Lowe's, they have how-tos on their websites and all that other stuff. So I guess it's until you get into the situation where you need it, you will go and seek it out. But for the most part, mother flowers just want to push buttons talking about, oh, Siri, can you find me a handyman to do X, Y, and Z? You know what I'm saying? Like, where's the desire to do that? I got a girlfriend who went out. We went and bought paint because she's always been into decorating. So she's like, well, I'm going to get the trim because, you know, the frame of the window is going to be gold. And then she was just naming parts of the window. And I'm just like, damn, girl, like, where you learn that shit from? Nice. I took a home remodeling course and forgot all about the
terminology.
All the terminologies. I'm like, yo, what's really good? But no, when you know what you want, you will seek out that information. So,
You're right. Because even though that's out there for me to fix my water furnace, I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. I call it what you want. I know something's going to mess up. And then, oh, there go the gas line. I was supposed to turn it off. You know, like
Right.
I no, I'm scared of stuff like that.
Well, no, the more serious stuff, like I would never mess with the electrical. You know, I had my dad try to just change the freaking light switch in my bathroom, and that's how we found out, like, we got freaking 18th century wiring in my walls. Because,
Wiring.
you know, because even though we turned the fuse box off, he still got shocked because it was like cheesecloth wrapped around copper. That's how
Oh
old that shit is.
gosh.
So that stuff, I will leave to the experts. If they tell you need an
Exactly.
engineer for something, like I'm not just gonna go tear down my own walls. I ain't with all that.
Just
But
to save
no.
$5.
Yeah.
Like
If I'm gonna hang up if I wanna hang up curtains, I'm gonna get on that little ladder and I'm gonna put some stuff up in the window and hang up my curtains.
Yeah, and I feel like in any place of residence that you go to, you're gonna fix it up to your liking. You know?
Right.
So another important factor for me with the house was parking. So that was a major, like, now I can just walk up, you know, as soon as I drive in and walk up into the house, and that's it. You know, most places you can do that, and most places you can't. So, you know, and then again, that's a luxury of having a car, you know, parking, yay, traffic, yay.
This
You know? But that's another story for another day.
is true. This is true. But no, I mean, I like our little conversations, and I think even though other people might actually be complaining about the same things, I don't know. I think our little podcasty, whatever the heck this is, the anchor station, whatever people want to call it, I just like having these conversations because I think not enough people are talking about the same things. Like you gripe, but then it's always good to bitch and get it out, but what's the solution, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I like to get people talking.
Yeah, like in this case, you know, it's just what you pointed out. You know, it's out there, you know, it depends on if people, you know, they want
If
it.
you want it, right?
Right. You know, and it's like, yes, it's out there and yes, I want it. But again, my ambition and my desire, I don't feel like it. We know, and the problem is choice. We have options. So
We
I
got
might
way too many options.
exercise. Right. And I might exercise a few, you know, cheap and cheerful. So I'll wait a whole week for someone who knows what they're doing and just deal with the repercussions.
Listen, as long as your basement ain't flooding out, you know, and your ceilings are intact, you get money. But when in doubt, though, you use that Angie's List to your benefit.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When I go into that extra fund of mine,
Right.
that
By the
I,
way, I am not like advertising for Angie's List. I don't get paid for that. I'm just throwing that out there
Oh.
because that's the only thing I know. So my bad if I'm saying that, like if I'm infringing on some type of copyright or whatever, but. And maybe I should not even be giving away free publicity. What the heck am I doing?
Yeah. Well,
Whatever.
on that note.
Yes, we had a little technical difficulty again tonight, but you know, we power through. We get it done.
Yeah, 5 stars either way. Five
Word, because
stars
that's what
in
the struggle squad is all about. The struggles, how you bounce back from the struggles.
the order. Exactly. So on this note, because we don't want to, you know, give this segment rug burns.
And we do have to work in the morning. We're
Yes, we're going to conclude, you know.
gonna say peace out, pimp juice and
And
hair grease.
pimp
Pimp
juice,
juice and hair grease.
because we big PIMPs.
That's right.
Anyway,
99 Winslows.
yes, we wish you all a good night and sweet dreams.
Adios.
Ciao.